I know you grew up in the bush, but your experience probably was more GPS and in the city. What's it mean to you to come to a country championships?
Yeah, it's great. It's the first 10 years one I've been to. I went to one under-14s. It's just been a great advertisement for the sport. Rugby has a lot to offer country communities in terms of getting people together. We're particularly good at breaking bread and having a beer together after a game, where blokes and women go as hard as they can at each other. And I also think Warren in particular have done an absolutely fantastic job. There was a great story I heard this morning about they needed a few people to come in and do a bit of cooking last night, and they had 50 women turn up and cook for the boys and girls who have been playing all weekend. And I just think it's just such an exceptional example of community, and that's what's so great out in the bush. And this weekend's just been a fantastic example of that.
Bush boy yourself, but you'd have gone to school with a lot of bush boys from a lot further out. I don't know that the city people really have an understanding of the distances they have to travel just to get to training, just to get together.
No idea. And it's funny what people out here are prepared to do for their sporting club and the loyalty they show and how far they drive. And I was out here only last year. I had a couple of weekends up in Walgett by chance, and the captain of the Walgett team, who ended up winning the premiership last year, was driving 120 k's each way, twice a week for training and then games as well after that. And he lived closer to Moree, so every game was at least an hour's drive away for him. And he did it. He would have done it without batting an eyelid, knowing Matty, and he's not an exception out here. There's a lot of blokes like him. Yeah, it's something that people from the city wouldn't be able to grasp, but it's bloody great.
It certainly is.
Like, from a Waratahs perspective, to take a game to Mudgee and have the whole town embrace it, we had 6,000 people turn up. What it does more than anything is it shows the decision makers how good a game in the country could be, and it gets us one step closer to getting a Super Rugby game out in the bush. Now, the opportunity is going to come in the next couple of years, Jeff, I reckon, for one to come out, and that'll be around the stadium rebuild. There'll be an opportunity to come and play a game in the bush, and places like Mudgee, Dubbo, Tamworth, with great sporting facilities — I haven't named them all, but with great sporting facilities and the potential to host a game — it's going to give us a chance to get out there. So that Mudgee example, where the town were absolutely awesome, just got us that one step closer to getting a Super Rugby game out in the bush.
Can you believe we're standing on a field that the All Blacks played on in 1959? They came out, it wasn't as lush as it is now. That doesn't happen, but the generation of spirit, of interest, of people's love of the game was embraced when they would come out to Tamworth or to Moree or out to Cobar or indeed to Ningen to play.
Yeah, it would have been a great day here to see the All Blacks. But yeah, the way the game's moved, we've still got the opportunity with New South Wales Country Eagles. They get around a fair bit. It'd be great to see them bring a game to the Western Plains, because we've seen how well Warren have turned it on this weekend. The town's been absolutely awesome. So I think the Eagles to bring a game out, it'd be great for rugby out in the Western Plains. You know, they're the main country rugby team, where the Cockatoos are actually our traditional, they're our traditional representatives. And all the blokes playing for the Eagles live in the city. So it would be great to see the Cockatoos and the Eagles get a little bit closer aligned, you know, even if that just involves having a feed and a few beers together and sharing a few ideas. That'd be great.
Paddy Ryan, what are your goals for this season?
Well, I'd like to see the Tars go well. I think we've got the team to do it. It's great to have Kirtley Beale back. There's a couple of boys in there playing really well, a couple of country boys like Ned Henning and stuff having big seasons, so it'd be great to see us make the finals. I've spent the last few weeks on the bench, so obviously I'd prefer to be starting, playing a bit more minutes.